The day's deals have been closed at one of Africa's largest produce markets in Dawanau, Kano. Workers load grains and cereals destined for domestic markets and to faraway places such as Burkina Faso and beyond. Market officials say the past few years have been particularly hard.
We hardly get 150 trucks leaving this market daily with produce to various destinations. Previously, that number was between 300 to 400 trucks a day loaded with variety of produce.
One of the factors, he says, is this. Climate change has unleashed devastating floods, with losses so far estimated in hundreds of millions of dollars this year. And more heavy rains are forecast for the weeks ahead.
Farmers also struggle with high fertilizer cost and a shortage of farm equipment like tractors. Experts say Nigeria this year will have to import food to make up for the shortfall in production. In 2021, the country's food import bill jumped 42% to $5 billion.
And there are further problems facing Nigeria's food production.
Clearly, the insecurity going on in the country at the moment is inhibiting or limiting Nigeria's dreams to achieve food security.
An estimated 500,000 farmers have been forced off their lands by criminal gangs who've taken over entire communities and farms in the north. With rains becoming unpredictable, experts say the country needs irrigation schemes.
Though only 20% of the world arable land is under cultivation, but that 20% provides 40% of the world food requirement. So impliedly, what this is saying is that if this 20% can be increased to 40%, to 50%, then there will be 100% supply of preparation through agriculture.
Officials are planning to do just that.
We launched a new program, a national irrigation and drainage program, a 50-year program that will take us to the year 2030. And within that period, our target is to at least between the federal government, states, local governments, and even commercial farmers, we want to be able to see if we can reach about 50% of the total potential of the country.
That requires a lot of money and commitment. Until then, the country may have to find ways to meet local food demands through costly imports. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Northwest Nigeria.